Welcome. This is Erica, and you're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force, my new podcast. I'm so excited that you're joining me. We're in a 7-part series on chakra clearing, and today we're going to work on the third chakra. Yay! So this is an energy flow that when we clear it, we have more capacity and more life force. So this goes back pretty ancient. Started out with kind of a kundalini tantric yoga practice when they, in the Eastern cultures. And as people got clear on the chakra systems, it was used to heal. So we can use this to heal. We can also use this to ascend. So our vibration can change. Our frequency can change. So as our frequency changes, what happens is that we meet different people than we would meet if our frequency didn't change. So the third chakra operates kind of a yellow energy. It's located in right in the middle of our solar plexus. So if you look at your solar plexus, that's the home of the third chakra. When the third chakra is blocked, we have trouble understanding our value. Oh my gosh, right? So this one has kicked my patootie since I don't even know how long. In fact, I remember one time I was offered a job as a reporter in South Lake Tahoe, California. I took the job. I was offered a certain amount per week. It wasn't very much at the time, but is a living wage. And they brought in a guy, and I had the front page stories. Like, they gave me the hardest stories to write. I was a little bit of a princess up there. I got to interview rock stars for the visit of the casinos, and I was given really hard news stories to write. And they invited a new guy, and they paid him like $150 more per week than me. And I can remember looking at the energy of that, and that was the failure of my third chakra to be knowing my own value and kind of standing in my own value. So as we evolve, we're able to clear that space where we're not seeing our value. The other thing that flows when the third chakra is clear is that sense of self-love. And self-love is also something that's been pretty evasive. Yeah, I just am one big mess, right? But at least I know it. So fortunately, I seem to be able to lead chakra clearing, and I do this on myself sometimes. So let's go together. We're going to go into a bit of a relaxed state. So please don't be driving heavy machinery like a car. And if you are driving a car, then please just don't go into theta and close your eyes and everything. So take a deep breath. My cats are making noise in the background, but they're very happy. So now go ahead and just bring energy up through the earth from the center of the earth. Bring energy up to the center of the earth. And just flow that energy all the way up through your being. And now go ahead and bring energy down from the heavens to your being. Bring energy from the galaxies to your being. Very nice. And just kind of have a golden energy, gold flow around that solar plexus region. And just ask that area to be healed and cleared. Our aura can actually get torn. Can actually be shredded. There are those who would rob us of our sovereign beingness. go ahead now and just take a moment to heal that space within you, that beautiful space of you. Your value is infinite. Your value is infinite. You cannot be less than. You are. You have a life force. And go ahead and let go of self-doubt. Ooh. Oh my goodness. I have a friend named Grace Holm. She has a really beautiful podcast too. And she does energy clearing and alchemy. And you can find her, Grace Holm, Alchemist. And sometimes she yawns when she's teaching, and it always kind of bugged me, but I get it because we're relaxing some of those old stuff, and we're releasing some old stuff, and we're getting rid of some blockages, and that can cause an energy, like a yawn is a way of releasing some of that. So go ahead now and just see that golden space of your third chakra. See that yellow flowing through all around. Very nice. Just step into your value, please. A little bit higher. Just raise it a little bit higher. There you go. And take a deep breath. And sometimes negative voices can get stuck in that third chakra area. I personally have been doing tons of auric clearing lately, and it really helps. So go ahead and just enjoy a clear space in that third chakra and just bring light to it. Let it bubble up with the very joy of you. Nice. And I do have some resources if you'd like to take this work further, work with me further. I'll be teaching a class in September 2019, depending on when you're listening to this. May or may not be relevant. So you can find out more at energyclearingforlife.com. Just go about your day today with that kind of knowing of your own sovereign beauty. Just that return to your knowingness of the value, the great value that you bring. Yeah. Just really by being you. Just light up spaces as you walk into them today. Let that life force energy pulse through you. You are a gift. Honestly, you are a gift. Thank you so much for listening.